that's it. Hello?
Mayor Daly on 90.
I wanted to tell you how much I appreciate your friendship. I thank you for helping work that thing out last night and saving us all.
Well, you know I'll do anything you want, Mr. President.
Well, you're a great friend. I saw you.
You one thing. I'd like to see you come in tonight.
Well,
you know, we're at our peak tonight when you're nominated. I'll say about tomorrow and all that, but no. I'd really like to see you right at the, and surprise all of them and turn all the things back and come in yourself and walk into that hall and...
They thought I'd get a little more bleeding TV if I came in the afternoon and got some afternoon and evening too tomorrow.
Oh, well, don't, I mean, I would, sometimes we lean over too back to all this, you know, electronic. Tonight is the, you're at your top, you're at your zenith when you're elected. And I would hope, unless, you know, the experts would have...
Tell you what I thought I'd do.
Those experts, I think you surprised them, and it's rumored that Jackson will be here, and if you come and walk into that hall, you'd see the greatest demonstration tonight. I mean, the exposure, you can always get that. You're going to have the campaign, and you'll have it along, but tonight it seems to me that there's always something empty when a president is nominated, and he doesn't come and appear before.
Tell you what they thought I'd do, Dick, the experts, I may be wrong, but they thought that right after you finished nominating, they'd switch to the White House office where I'm working.
Nothing comparable to yourself in person. It's like being in a vacuum.
And then they, wait a minute.
Seeing and feeling the guy.
Then they thought after that they'd switch down here and let me recommend my man for vice president. Then they'd go back and nominate him. And let him make his acceptance, and me not try to take the cover off of him. Let it be his night, kinda, and mine tomorrow night.
This is all your show, not the vice president. You're on tonight. You're on tomorrow. You can come in. You don't have to give your speech. You can come in, and you can make your presentation, as was done in '60, and thank the delegates and everything else. Tomorrow, I will spell out my program, and next my acceptance speech. But tonight, when we're at our top with all the demonstrations and everything else, I think the president, it belongs in the convention, and the nominee, and it'd be a hell of a reversal in the beat. And sometimes these experts, you know, all these guys that sell Campbell's soup and Coca-Cola, they don't feel the human thing.
I've got Tom Dodd down here from Connecticut, an old friend of mine, one of the best I've got, and a lot of people, friends of ours, wanted me to recommend him vice president. I've talked to him. He's running for the Senate, and he's not going to want to run. He's going to go on and finish his Senate race, so I'm probably going to... I've got Hubert here, too. I'm going to see him in about 30 minutes. I'm probably going to try to have a meeting of the mind with Hubert, and then we'll just come...
I would love to see you be in Atlantic City tonight.
Well,
I'll
check it.
I want to see you walk in and surprise them all, and the word is out throughout the convention and everything. The president is here, our candidate is here, and you come out and in your own very humble and sincere way, you give them the story, and tomorrow you give them your program. But I think we'd miss a tremendous thing if you weren't here at the zenith of the thing tonight when they nominate and select the president.
All right, I'll give some...
And what the hell all this thing about the vice president? That's...
Well, is it all right with you to go along with Humphrey?
Why, it is. I told you.
I know that.
The first time.
I know that,
anything
but...
Anything you want, I
know that.
100%. And he's a good man, and he will be...
Can I tell him that I talked to you and that you felt like it? You felt...
I love him, and I think he'll do a good job, just as you did in '60 when the man talked to me like you are. He said, what do you think of... I said, if you get him, it's the greatest choice you can make.
God bless you, Al. That's one of the things that... I'll give some thought to this, Dick, and I'll see what I can do. It's my late.
Come tonight, but don't let those experts tell you. Come in here and we'll surprise the whole town. We got our pipe band and everything down there.
What time you think I ought to come?
Anytime you say. What the hell? You can be down here in an hour, and you'll surprise everyone in the whole town, and the convention hall will go up in the air as soon as our great president walks on the platform and says thanks for the nomination.
Okay, I'll be back in touch with you, Dick.
Fine.
Thank you. Right. Bye.
waiting.